From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. After a couple of years of COVID slowdowns, Washington's wine industry appears to be back on track. The Washington Wine Commission's Vice President of Marketing and Communications, Chris Stone, says last month's Taste Washington celebration drew thousands as the industry welcomed wine lovers back for the grand tasting.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, honestly, it couldn't have been the better kind of this return after 4 years. It was 4 full years since the last time, because we canceled it in 20, I guess, right before the event. It was like 2 weeks prior. So the last actual event was 2019, if you can believe that.
Stone says the grand tasting was different, but familiar.
There's a lot of time in between there. We had a new partner on the production side that technically owns the event, but they were their first time doing it. And all things considered, we couldn't be any happier with how the event went, how they did in producing the event.
Both days, Stone says, drew great crowds, including Sunday.
It was very well attended. It's typically a lighter crowd than Saturday, and that held true this year. So Sunday is a bit lighter, a bit more of a calm pace, but it still met all the goals and expectations. But Saturday, for, you know, a million reasons, is always the day that is the more popular day. And that held true this year.
Tune in tomorrow for more on Washington wine's resurgence, both here in the Pacific Northwest and around the world. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.